بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. In regards to tarbiyah of the children, if any children come to you for education, for ta'aleem, to learn the Quran, etc., do not take service from them, treat them like your own children. For those that are involved in education of children, makatib, madrasas, home madrasas, etc., and even our own children, it's very, very important how we treat them. Our treatment to them has a great impact on the outlook of Sharia, outlook of ulama, etc. So any children come to you for education, they do not take service from them in a way that will demean the child. That you make the child pick up shoes and to do menial chores at home, etc. This is against the grain of Sharia. Rather, those children that come to us for ta'aleem, our own children also, treat them muhabbat and love at the time of teaching them Quran Sharif. It's very, very important. In regards to ta'aleem of children and how to teach them Quran, to teach them surahs, sometimes the ustaz, the apa, the parent at home also becomes impatient with the child. When it comes to Quran tilawat and ta'aleem of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Sharif, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran. The Rahman, the one of mercy, he is the one that taught the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala from before already taught us that if you want to teach Quran Sharif to your own children, to anybody else, have the quality of Rahman in you. You will have to have forbearance, endurance, be patient, have hilm, and have mercy. That the children have come to learn Quran, if I many mothers at home also, when it comes to Quran tilawat and children, they're very impatient. The child must know the sabak to the T. Yes, the child has to know it. But more islah has been made of the parent and of the ustaz. One ustaz used to mention to us that those children that come to you for Quran ta'aleem, regard those children as a mihman of Allah, regard those children as a guest of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are amanat in your hands. These are amanat in your hands. There was an incident mentioned recently of one of our madrasas nearby in the lower income areas, that two young boys began coming to this madrasa for ta'aleem of Quran Sharif. And after some time, those boys, they stopped coming. So the principal got wind of it, so he made a house call. And these two young boys were living with their granny who had reverted to Islam. And these young boys, their granny, after becoming a Muslim, sent these two young grandsons to the madrasa to learn Quran Sharif. So when the principal went to make a house call, he asked the mother, the grandmother, that how come these young boys are no more coming? So she says that how many years you were in Christianity, and never a day came where our children were taught the Bible with the stick. But it seems that you all have to teach your holy book through hiding. And we can't stand this. We're going back to Christianity. So this alim had to explain to the mother, this is an oversight on our side. It won't happen again. You should send them back to the madrasa. You will teach them love and muhabbat. It's very important that together with teaching them Quran, Masla, Masail, it's important we show the muhabbat and love. Many students we hear before the old days used to go to madrasa, and because the parents would tell the ustaz that the meat is yours, bones are mine. You say, we heard ourselves, some ustaz used to mention to us that in those days now, that to the certain extent the children created a dislike for Quran Sharif, that when the ustaz walked out, they would throw the Quran on the floor and stamp it because of fear of getting hiding. But it's important that when you teach them with muhabbat and love, and more than that, Wali Farooq Makki Sahib says, Rabbi Barakatum, he says that Kamal and perfect is that parent, that ustaz, that can make a child learn with muhabbat and love. Take out work from him with muhabbat and love. That he wants to learn because of love, not because he's afraid. The day now will come where that fright of his will come out, he won't be afraid anymore, and then he won't want to do also. And more important than the learning the Quran, etc., is the amal. Here Wali Farooq Makki Sahib says also, that many a times you'll give the child 100% for his ta'limul haq, for his masla, masail, etc. Or he wrote his exam on wudu, on salah, on taharat, he got 100%. Or even he's writing an exam on aqaid. That now the ustaz will give a paper that translates these lines into from Arabic into English. Inna Allah sami'un, inna Allah basirun. But the child doesn't know his work, what he's copying from his friend. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing. He's copying, he gets 100%. But in reality, he failed the aqidah paper. So he says that together with the ta'aleem of the child, look at his amal also. Maybe he knows it 100%. His kitab al-tahara, he wrote a paper on wuzu, got 100%. But he can't make practical wuzu. When he comes on Salah also, my son came on first in madrasa, but he's not reading his Salah on time. So when he's done, he'll get 100% in the paper, but when he comes to Amal, he has failed. May Allah Ta'ala give us the way to make Amal understand, inshallah. Subhanallah.